seated. And please join with me in a spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I love this passage from Philippians that was assigned in the lectionary today because it seems to be a great summary of so many of the themes that we have touched on this fall. Of course, Paul highlights the importance of prayer and gratitude. He also invites the Philippians to think about the things that are true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. But he also encourages the Philippians to keep on doing the things that make them faithful disciples. He wants them to remember, and he wants us to remember too, that faith is not just something we have, it's also something we do. Our faith forms how we live in the world. We can't be the church without doing the things that put our faith into action. How we choose to live our lives as disciples of Christ can show the world that the gospel is true and that the church really matters. Now, our stewardship theme this year is grateful for our past, giving for our future. Hopefully, you have heard the good news by now that in 2023, our church will be celebrating our 300th anniversary. For 300 years, people of faith have been gathering in community here and discerning together what it means to be the church. We've been thinking about the things that are true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, excellent, and worthy of praise. And we've been doing the things that help us live out those values. We've been putting our faith into action. Now, who we are as a church today is not the same as who we were 10 years ago, or 50 years ago, or 200 years ago, or 300 years ago. Every generation that has come before us has had to figure out how best to be the church based on the gifts and graces within the church community and the needs and the opportunities of the world around them. Over and over again, our church has had to listen to God and talk to each other in order to figure out how Old South Union Church could be a blessing to its members and to the world. And now it's our turn. Today is Pledge Dedication Sunday. So for those of you who are a part of our church family, that means that we are getting ready to turn in our 2023 pledge cards today. We're getting ready to invest ourselves and our financial resources in the mission and ministry of this congregation. Now, some people might say that this is a tough time to be church. And they're not wrong. There is so much in our lives and in this world that is hard, and that can make being church hard. But that is exactly why I think church matters now more than ever. The world needs good news. The world needs us to be a blessing. And quite frankly, we need each other. We need the ways in which we can be a blessing in each other's lives as well. So before we turn in our pledge cards today, I want to invite us to follow Paul's advice when he says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So if you have your pledge card with you today, I invite you to hold it in your hand. If you already turned in your pledge card, that is fine too. You can hold your hands in a prayer pose, either open or hold them together. If you would like a pledge card, there are extras in the pew racks in front of you in the white packets. But I want us to hold our commitments either tangibly in our hands or hold them in our hearts as we share together aloud. What are the prayers that we have for this church? What are our deepest hopes and dreams for this community for the coming year? You might have a word or a phrase that you would feel comfortable sharing out loud, and I would invite you to do that. What are your deepest hopes and prayers for our beloved church in the year to come? What are you praying for us? Yes. Growth, yes, growth. That goes so well with our theme for our 300th anniversary. Yes, growing in faith. What else do we have prayers for our church? Oh, yes, excellent. Tony.
Unity.
Unity, great. And Pat?
Christian education for our children.
Christian education for our children, yes. I love that we were having Pledge Dedication Sunday, also on a Sunday when we had baptisms, because I think we get to be reminded of why we do this. We want this church to continue to be around for generations yet to come, and for the children of our community to continue to have a place where they can learn and grow in faith. Other prayers for our church community this year, Gordon?
Fellowship,
absolutely. Those fellowship opportunities bind us together in community. Yeah, Joyce.
Love and inclusion.
Beautiful. Other prayers for our church this year. Who am I missing? Oh, yes, Janet. Yes, to continue and even grow our outreach, the ways in which we serve the community around us. Absolutely. Good. Great. Any other prayers for our church? Grateful to God. Absolutely. Beautiful. Well, friends, we are going to pray over our offerings and pledges twice today. So again, holding your pledge card in your hand or holding your pledge commitment in your heart, would you please join with me in a spirit of prayer? God, we give thanks for this church's past, for the ways you have called us to be the church over the last 300 years. And we are grateful, too, that you are guiding us into our future. We know you are dreaming big dreams for us, that you are preparing us to be a blessing to each other and to the world. We pray that you will use all of the gifts and graces among us, all of the talents and treasures we have, to form us into the community you need us to be, so that Old South Union Church will continue to grow and thrive for years to come. Now, friends, I am so grateful for all of the ways that you support our church community all through the year. Through your love and your prayers, your time and your talents, your offerings and your pledges. You all make Old South Union Church a strong and vibrant community of faith, a church that will grow and thrive for years to come. So thank you for joining with me as we give our gifts today and as we make our pledge commitments for the coming year. Now, if you are worshiping from home, there should be a link to our church's website that is dropping into the comments This will allow you to make an online contribution to support the work of our church. If you are here in the sanctuary, we will collect the offering in just a moment. You are welcome to place your weekly offering as well as your pledge card for 2023 into the offering plate. If you would prefer to give online, you will find an electronic giving card in the pew racks in front of you, and that does have a QR code that you can scan, which also will take you to our website. So friends, let us joyfully and generously offer our gifts to God as we give our offerings and our pledges this day.